My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You know, what do you think? That's kind of like what I'm going for. I think my cover album, like if I go for that, smash it.
Yeah, it's unique. Okay. It's unique.
I mean, my voice is unique. I don't know what, do you mean anything else by that?
Or? No, when you make music, you want it to be unique.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just.
But what do you.
What I mean when I say it's unique, you know what I mean? I mean, it's unique.
Yeah, my voice is unique.
Yeah, your voice is very unique. Well, you don't want to just, you know, blend in with everyone else.
Yeah.
You don't want to make the same top 40 trash.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Now shoot for the hat for the after hours. Should I like flip it around another way?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe like this time, you know? Give them the one that they haven't seen yet.
I think that looks nice.
Yeah. The backwards hat looks good on you.
Thanks, man.
That's a super mega hat, isn't it?
It is. It's the Swisher Sweets. Super Sweets.
Can't get that one on sale anymore. That was only part of the 420 collection.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows if it'll ever come back? Not sure. But ladies and germs,
this is the after hours.
And you know,
episode of the podcast.
Germs is a non-gendered term.
Yes.
So I'm saying ladies and germs. So you know, I'm including everybody when I say germs,
as well as the ladies.
And you know, the ladies always get a little extra love from
of
Matt
course,
and Ryan.
Of course.
You know, they always get a little extra love. So yeah, it's the freaking after hours. And when I have the hat like this, it is weird because my voice echoes. It like gets trapped right here in this part of the hat, and it's loud.
Sucks.
It does suck. It feels weird.
I have a niche right now. Sorry, buddy.
You know, I've been thinking about
what
a certain show I kind of want to rewatch. I've been on a big show kick this year. I'm trying to watch as many. Well, yes, but I'm trying to watch a lot of shows this year. I'm making
Gilmore
this
Girls?
No, not Gilmore Girls.
What do you want to rewatch?
You know my issues with Gilmore
Scrubs?
Girls. No.
Crawdman Dune?
Yeah.
You've never seen it.
I've seen a bit.
Okay.
So first let me just list what I've watched this year so far. Watched all of Malcolm in the Middle, all of Your Honor, all of Sopranos, almost all of Arrested Development. I can't finish season 4. So
yeah, I get it.
I say I watched it. I watched the three main seasons.
Yeah.
I say I watched Arrested Development. Recently, I just watched True Detective. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh yeah, you watched the
Woody
whole
Harrelson.
First season.
I watched the first season. It's fantastic. Really fucking good.
How
TV.
Was the ending?
Really good.
I haven't seen it.
Loved the ending.
Was the ending like, bittersweet, or was it bitter, or was it sweet?
It was bittersweet. You know, sweet, bittersweet. Yeah. I love Matthew McConaughey.
You're just gonna say it.
I'm not afraid to say it. You know what? People might. You know, this might get me canceled. I love Matthew McConaughey.
What can he say? He loves his Matthew.
I love
Matthew
my Matthew
loves
McConaughey.
Matthew.
Oh, yeah, Matthew X Matthew. I've been thinking about watching Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Every episode of it.
Sweet Life on Deck?
And I would watch Sweet Life on Deck.
I don't think I could. I didn't have much nostalgia for Sweet Life on Deck.
The plot of that show was like, wouldn't it be so cool, like, because as a kid, you want to live in a hotel. So they're like, well, if you make a show about it, kids will love it. Then what's the next best thing?
Cruise ship.
If you live on a cruise ship, because a kid goes on a cruise, they go, man, I wish I could live here.
I just like the hotel aesthetic more. I didn't like the cruise ships. Like, I don't know.
Isn't it a little wacky, though, that they lived in a hotel? Like, you can't do that.
Some hotels you can rent as if you're, yeah, you can, like, as if you're paying rent. It's just at a marked up rate, you know, I believe.
The next Super Megaplex could technically be in a hotel. We could just rent a couple hotel rooms. One's the podcast hotel room, one's the Let's Play hotel room, you know?
Yeah.
Room service for
nobody cares
every night.
About noise. They expect noise. It's a hotel.
And then we could have one more hotel room that you and I share. Just maybe like a queen bed. You know, that's like the headquarters.
California king.
Queen is fine.
I need some time.
You don't want to bust the fuck. You want
to
break
space
the bank.
To kick around. Let me have some space to kick around.
You can kick around plenty in a queen.
Oh. It's
Luke.
Are Luke and
it's podcast editor Luke.
Are Luke and Jim both leaving?
Luke, what are you doing? Jim, what Jim's here?
Let's
too?
Hear it. Let's hear it. Let's
Come
hear
on
it.
In.
This is the after hours segment. They're just taking
he's writing something down
Luke's
on
Luke's taking notes.
Jim's stroking his cock slowly. It's dripping.
He does it as a joke, but it's at a certain
point. Luke's still writing notes.
I think he's drawing us. I think he's drawing me. Also, the thing about Jim playing with himself.
Dripping?
Jim, it's not a joke. Like, maybe if you play with yourself in front of us once, it's a joke, right? But when you, it's constant, and it's just weird. It's like a horny dog that humps everything. But instead of humping everything, you're just kind of playing a game of pocket pool where everyone can see. It's weird.
Imagine. When's the last time you flicked a booger at one of your friends as a joke?
I don't remember the last time I flicked a booger. No, I...
Would you be mad if I did?
Yeah.
Just like, I just picture it just landing right on your face.
It would upset me.
It would upset me.
I was about to say what my actual booger flicking process is, but
okay,
it's too gross.
Good doctor.
It's
too, it would upset me.
It would upset me.
That's so good.
I am a surgeon?
Yeah, I'm a surgeon.
Fantastic. It's fantastic.
Chad versus, what is it?
Chad Dr. Hahn versus the virgin good surgeon?
The good doctor. I am a surgeon.
You blew my mind when you told me that's Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I didn't make that connection. God, he's fucking awesome, dude.
He hasn't been in too much after that. He was in this movie about this kid who was good at playing an instrument, and Robin Williams played some type of like dude who was trying to capitalize off of it. It was weird. That's all. Songs. Let me see if I can even find this. Because, hold up.
I'm thinking.
Does that even ring a bell?
It does ring a bell. It does ring a bell, brother. Just like you do. You're a fucking bell ringer. That's what you are.
Thanks, man.
Bell ringer is such a good insult. Is that like an actual insult that people use?
I don't know if it's an insult.
The bell ringer? You're such a fucking bell ringer,
I don't know,
dude.
If it's like a legitimate insult people use.
Well, I guess it could be used like you're calling
August
someone.
August Rush.
August Rush. Is that the movie he was in with Robin Williams?
Yeah, Freddie Highmore as August Rush, an orphaned musical prodigy, uses his gift to try to find his birth parents. 12 years ago, on a moonlit rooftop above Washington Square, sheltered young cellist Lila and charismatic Irish singer / songwriter Lewis were drawn together by a street musician's rendition of Moondance and fell in love. After the most romantic night of her life, Lila promised to meet Lewis again. But despite her protest, her father rushed her to her next concert, leaving Lewis to feel that she didn't care. Disheartened, he found it impossible to continue playing and eventually abandoned his music, while Lila, her own hopes for love and loss, was led to believe months later that she had lost their unborn child in a car accident. Their orphaned son, Freddie Highmore, uses his musical talent as a clue to find his birth parents.
I didn't know you were reading the whole plot.
Why wouldn't I?
I kind of tuned out after the first few sentences, and then I was like, I tuned back in.
Well, here's another one.
People are going to be pissed if you spoil this movie,
Ryan. The story of a charismatic young Irish guitarist and a sheltered young cellist who have a chance encounter one magical night above New York's Washington Square, but are soon torn apart, leaving in their wake an infant, August Rush, orphaned by circumstance, now performing on the streets of New York and cared for by a mysterious stranger, Robin Williams. August uses his remarkable musical talent to seek the parents from whom he was separated at birth.
Okay.
That was a better one, I feel.
That wasn't the whole plot.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's going to be some August Rush heads that are going to be really fucking pissed that you spoiled that.
Robin Williams is a bad guy.
Dude, he's... Don't talk about him like that. He passed away.
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He stole jokes, apparently.
Crook! I'd also like to give a shout-out to Nick Womack. Luke, throw this picture up for the after hours. He said, hey, you gorgeous man. I got that tattoo you and Ryan drew for me in Dallas tattooed, and I need your approval. So I guess in 2019, when we did a show in Dallas, we drew a little
really
piss-poor tattoo for someone, and they got it tattooed. And I'm not going to lie, it's fucking awesome. Take a look at that. Everyone, look on screen right now.
Oh, shit. I like the colors, too.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. It's like a scary Tamagotchi. I love it.
Speaking of, let me check to see if there are any Pokemon to catch.
Hey, you know what's at 6 o'clock? Bellsprout hour.
Wait, really? Is it that today?
Does that mean that there's shiny chances?
I think that on a spotlight days, shiny chances remain the same. It's still 1 in 500. But, of course, technically the chances are a little higher because there are more spawning. So you have more of a chance of spawning one, but it's still going to be a 1 in 500 for every spawn.
Okay.
But Master Balls are being added soon, apparently. Two eggs are about to hatch. I haven't even been walking.
Ooh, what are they? What are they? What are they?
I have a shiny version.
Is that
of
him only?
And then a little dog.
A little pup.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been slaying in Pokemon Go, guys. It's been dope.
You know, just today on my morning walk, I caught both. No, sorry. I hatched a shiny. Oh, sorry. I was about to say Sudowoodo, a Bonsly. And then I find a Ditto. I just had good luck this morning. But my day. Zapdos spawned for you twice in one daily
in one
essence.
Walk. In one walk on the daily incense.
Great throw, golden berry, using ultimate balls, ran away both times.
I curveballed, and it was a great throw, and I used a golden raspberry, and it still ran away both times. Pissed me off, because I did everything perfectly. Like, I actually was surprised that I did those throws great, and they were curveballs, and I did it. And it wasn't just any Zapdos, either. It was like
the Galarian
form.
It's because using the daily incense, you have a chance of spawning either the Galarian Zapdos, the Galarian Moltres, or the Galarian, Articuno.
And I saw Moltres, too, but
I haven't seen Articuno yet.
I haven't either.
None of my friends have run into it.
I didn't play Sword or Shield. I didn't really care for it. But I will say the Galarian forms of Pokemon are very cool looking. I really like I love Alolan forms, and I really like the Galarian forms I've seen so far.
One of my favorite combat Pokemon to use right now is my Berserker, which is just the Galarian.
Yeah,
Meowth.
The Galarian Berserker looks cool. There's also the Hisuian forms of certain Pokemon, which are cool. I really like that I think one of the coolest things that they've done to Pokemon in a long time is, instead of just adding more Pokemon, making different versions, different region versions of the same Pokemon. I think it's really cool.
Yes.
Like, almost like they evolved differently.
I'm not in the middle of a battle, by the way.
You're tapping a lot. You're tapping a lot, dude.
I'm texting my mom. Something's come up. Something very important to us as a family.
What is it?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because it's so personal.
You ever notice in elementary school, kids always had family emergencies? They'd get called up to the front desk for a family emergency.
Liars.
The liars. You know? It's bullshit.
Swindlers.
And thieves.
Fiends. And thieves.
Thieves are fiends, you know? It's nothing worse than a thief.
Fuck yeah.
What are you saying?
Fuck no.
Battling Pokemon, pretending to text your mom about something serious? Fuck no. Grandma died.
Oh. It's like you see her posting on Facebook. Grr, I won, by the way.
By the way, did you ever figure out if your stepdad Jim texting you was, in fact, your mom texting you from his phone?
I haven't.
There's no way that Jim types like that.
No, I'm going to have to confront him in person, because if I text him, it might just be my mom, right?
Ryan gets texts from his stepdad that, I'll just say, they don't sound like his stepdad Jim.
They use
a lot of emojis and smiley faces and hearts, and it's just, hey, Rye.
I know.
No way in hell is Jim calling you Rye.
No.
And throwing heart emojis in.
Part of me is just like, I feel like she's just going, can I just send something from your phone to Ryan? I don't want to press him too much.
Yeah, sure, go ahead, woman. Cecile, just take my phone and do it.
Yeah, I just caught a Duskull.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How about you catch this? Oh, you looked at it, you fucking loser!
Fuck.
I didn't want to give you too hard of a punch, you know?
It's fine. It was deserved, earned. And you generated a great punch.
I did, didn't I? Luke, it's very important in the podcast video of the actual episode when Ryan tries to get me earlier with the circle that you throw up some text saying that tune into the after hours to see me successfully get him with it, okay?
Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be able to see that I tried to do it because it's blocked by the decoration.
You had it in the chair.
Oh, did I? It was
you did.
Right here? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. You know,
it was, your leg was like this and it was like this. And you looked again.
You fucking looked again.
We got to bring that back, dude. Justin just doesn't play it. That's the thing.
He doesn't?
no, if you do it to Justin, if Justin gets, he'll play it, but he won't punch you when he gets it. He's like, I don't want to hurt my friends. I'm like, Justin, just play the freaking game, dude.
Oh, we're big boys.
He'll tap you so softly, go, oh, I don't want to hurt my friends. I'm like, well, I'm going to play it back, Justin.
It's because he doesn't want to get. He doesn't want to put out. And
then if I do actually punch him, then he gets pissed.
Well, because.
And it makes you feel like
a bad friend. He expects the same. It's like, I only punched you lightly. Why are you punching me so hard?
I'm going to play the game, brother.
Of course. It's the game.
It's the game.
And in the game, you win or you die.
Yeah.
It's a Game of Thrones-ish quote.
I thought you were quoting the end of Spy Kids 3.
You die for real?
No.
It's game over?
It's in the game. It's not whether you win or lose the game. It's
how you play.
It's about playing the game. By the way,
the game is to trap little kids.
He really got off scot-free.
Why did you try to trap specifically little boys and girls? And you used a fake little girl to romantically flirt with the real little boys.
He was controlling a fake little girl to flirt with a little boy, yeah. He got off scot-free with that shit.
Right?
Especially at the end. But if you guys have, okay, Spy Kids 3D, game over.
We did Uncle Sleepover of it recently.
You can watch it along with us. And by the way, I'm sure that there's plenty of you that are, you know, watching the After Hours, and you're subbed to the Patreon, but you have not given Uncle Sleepover a shot. You're just like, not for me. I don't want to have to sync it up with the movie. It's very simple to sync it up with the movie. Just give it a shot. Maybe we just haven't watched a movie that you're interested in watching yet.
Yeah, Spy Kids 3D, game over.
I want to do, there's a couple movies I want to do soon.
Don't spoil it. Because you got the next movie.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what I'm going to pick. Because, you know, I don't want to just do kids movies we're nostalgic for. I want to mix it up. Throw some good ones in there.
Spy Kids is for everyone. It's a family movie. Who's in a family, not just kids? Uncles, grandmothers, people of all ages.
Especially uncles.
Yeah. But
you know what movie I'm doing next?
Your Mama?
Your
Mama's House? Your Mama's House 2?
It's Big Mama's House, not Your Mama's House.
Your Mama's House 3? Ryan Returns?
That would be a pretty good movie. Your Mama's House? We could make an early 2000s
just
comedy
changing
called...
changing Mama's... house to Yo Mama's House.
We gotta watch Big Mama's House.
No,
you know what movie
bad.
I'm doing next though?
What?
I won't spoil it for the friggin' patrons, but I'll spoil it for you.
Bleep it out because you probably hear it from the mic because you're gonna breathe when you.
Here, I'll do an impression of a certain part, and you'll know it immediately.
Oh, no way. Okay. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Gotta bleep out when I said something, but I reenacted a little scene from the movie.
Because you know I love that part so much.
Mm-hmm. I love that part, too. It's a really... I watched it recently, and I'm, you know, it's so good that I'll watch it again.
Intense. I was like, oh.
How many times have you seen that movie?
At most twice. At most.
How long has it been?
I honestly think the last time I saw it might have been maybe a year after it came out.
Oh, sick then. Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm really stoked to watch it. We'll record
it
this week.
Ever.
It's a fuck. I watched it only like a month or two ago. It
holds up.
And it's so good. It holds up enough that I'm willing to watch it again this soon on.
Well, I'm excited.
It's a comfort movie for me.
Film didn't predict it.
Bleep out that director name, Luke. People will be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
Batman. No, it's pretty sick. I'm stoked for the next Uncle Sleepover. And do you have a big list? I have a big list on my phone.
I don't. I just kind of feel it. It's like I have an idea of movies that are like in my head of like ones that I obviously want to go to. But I don't know.
Well, there's some obvious ones we have to hit, but I kind of just don't want to like, I don't want to blow our load in the beginning of Uncle Sleepover and do all the ones people want us to do and then... After that, it's just movies like fucking...
Of course. You fail to realize just how many movies I watched in the early, like, 2000s. I guess that we both watched.
People really want to do Forrest Gump, and they want to do Holes.
Of course.
You know?
We already did Holes. We have to a little more time because that recording is lost.
We're cursed with Holes. Holes?
Tried twice in a row.
We've recorded ourselves watching Holes twice now for content.
And what has it amounted to?
Corruption.
Nothing.
Both times, corruption.
Zero.
So...
Nada.
Not that it's even like a grueling movie to get through, but it's just one of those movies that it's like you watch it once and you're like, all right, I don't need to see it for a few years.
I get my fill of it, you know? But yeah, I guess those are updates for Uncle Sleepover also, if you want to.
Well, since it's Patreon, I think we can give some more super mega updates.
Okay.
That the main The main listeners
don't. Oh, so they can just go right to Reddit and go, oh, by the way, on Patreon, they were saying, here's a poll about this. What do you guys think? Without leaving out certain context? Or with leaving out certain context?
Oh, yeah. You little goofballs. People were mad at us. Because we said we wanted to, we were going to, not to replace Let's Plays, but we were thinking about streaming some video game stuff.
And no, that doesn't mean full-time streaming, as people are like, oh, full-time. No. Just streaming every now and then. Like, the goal would be to...
Not on a necessary schedule or anything, but just, like, streaming some of the things that we would normally Let's Play that would just not really get any views might be more fun just for us to stream on the channel. Because we want to experiment with streaming on the channel.
Yeah.
Not and on also, Twitch, but on YouTube.
The recording sessions are already, like, anywhere between 2 to 5 hours, depending on what game we're recording, 2 to 4 hours, realistically. So it's, like, and a stream's probably going to last anywhere from 3 to 5, so it's still around the same amount of time as, like, a recording session would be. So cutting it up is essentially the same. There's just more direct interaction, and
then people go and they say, they said they're going to replace Let's Plays with streams, and then people get upset.
Yeah,
that's not what we said.
You. I thought we were very specific about our words that we use. I feel like we worded it well in the first bout.
Oh well, you know, Ryan. There's always gonna be goofballs out there.
Of course, but. Thank you, goofballs, for continuing to support us on Patreon. Hopefully y'all are enjoying the content. We have some cool stuff coming to the Patreon soon. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And
we've been working very hard behind the scenes on a little Patreon something. We've mentioned it a little bit, but we've been working hard with a bunch of cool artists on something cool, so... You will see it soon enough.